Turning to sports on KNKX, a proposed soccer complex in Tacoma would require taxpayer money to help build. But is there support to use public funding for a sports-related project when the region is dealing with a homelessness crisis? KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel shares his view. Art, the Tacoma City Council this week was presented with a feasibility study for this project.
Yeah, it's a very ambitious, dynamic project that has a lot of components. It comes about from the partnership between the Seattle Sounders soccer team and the Tacoma Rainiers minor league baseball team. The two of them now have sort of combined to create a soccer baseball facility out of Cheney Stadium, the longtime home for minor league baseball in Tacoma. The Sounders have what amounts to sort of a junior varsity team. So it was branded as Sounders FC 2, and they've rebranded it as the Tacoma Defiance, and they play at Cheney Stadium. And the women's team, the Rain, have also come down to Cheney Stadium to play their games after years at Memorial Stadium. And so you've got two teams that would occupy what is the centerpiece of this proposal, a $60 million soccer-specific stadium that seats 5,500 people. And it would be a vast improvement for both teams because the soccer rectangle doesn't fit in the baseball diamond right. Very well at Cheney Stadium. So that's the centerpiece. But the bigger picture is there's many units of housing that's going to be part of this and retail. So there's a component about this that's far more than soccer. But there's always the issue of money.
Well, that's right. And it's different from what's going on with the renovation of Key Arena in Seattle that's wholly privately funded. This proposal has private funding accounting for about $50 million of the project, but that leaves a lot to be funded publicly because it's in total about a $300 million project.
Exactly. The money, I think, is going to change over time because, in my view, there needs to be a much bigger private participation in sports projects like this because things are different now. I think a lot of people are excited about the prospects of developing that area and to have what they estimate to be 127,000 users of the soccer stadium once it's up and running. It's still got a long ways to go, and I think a lot of people want to understand this in a way that justifies a public contribution.
Do you feel this is a worthwhile project overall?
I think it is, but it all depends on how the numbers pencil, because I think there's a different consciousness now about public contributions to sports facilities. That's why they've tried to make this more than a sports facility to induce public appreciation and cooperation with this. They're not going to put it up for a public vote, at least right now. So there will be a public comment period. But when you bring in comparisons with CenturyLink and T-Mobile, those buildings happened in a different time, in the middle 90s, when governments actually had tax surpluses. What a thing. And it was a little more palatable, but it still rankled a lot of people then and now. This is more than a stadium, but it is going to come through a different lens of public consciousness, primarily because all municipalities in Puget Sound and the suburbs are dealing with an existential crisis of homelessness. Even when the Mariners ownership tried to get more public money for renovations to the roof and other capital improvements, they ran into a buzzsaw of people saying, hey, we got a crisis on our hands and we can't afford to help you do this. And so a compromise was worked out. They still got some money. The upshot is that all projects now are looking through a different lens than the middle 90s. And the owners of the Rainiers and the Sounders have to be conscious about how things have changed.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.